This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Let's set the starting lineups first for the Toppers. From Hillsboro, their head coach Brett Teakin, assisted by Evan Malloy. For Hillsboro tonight, it'll be 5'8 senior Haley Major, 5'7 sophomore Laney Rupert, 5'6 senior Vanessa Compton, 5'8 senior Claire Tester, and 5'9 senior Nakia Harston. For the Toppers, Major, Rupert, Compton, Tester, and Harston. Hillsboro enters 0-2. For the Trojans of Auburn, their head coach Dave Ferris, assisted by Larry Griffith and Rob Brand. Auburn tonight will roll with senior Christina Himberger, junior Marley Smith, senior Crystal Bly, sophomore Izzy Davis, and senior Katie Mahochko. For Auburn, Himberger, Smith, Bly, Davis, and Mahochko. Auburn enters tonight 1-2. We'll have a boys doubleheader for you tomorrow night. It'll be Lincolnwood at Nokomis live at 7:15. Staunton at Hillsboro will follow at around 9. Both ball games right here on FM 106, streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. We will also have Fighting Illini basketball tomorrow. Illinois will be at Nebraska, 7 o'clock on the Ox. This, of course, is in replacement of the Michigan game that was supposed to be played tonight, and the Nebraska game, which was supposed to be played on the 24th of this month, moved up to tomorrow, 7 o'clock on the Ox. Toppers will get the basketball first as the road team in. Here we go. Underway from Auburn. Hillsboro in the road blacks, trimmed in the orange. Hilltoppers in orange lettering across the front. Auburn in the home whites, trimmed in the blue. Auburn in blue lettering across the front. 2-3 zone for Auburn. Laney Rupert, dribble drive, finds Compton at the free throw line. No. Offensive rebound. Harston muscles up. No. Testers follow good with the left hand. Claire Tester, Nakia Harston on the inside. You want to control Hillsboro, you got to start with controlling those two on the boards. Just underway, first quarter. Man-to-man defense for the Toppers here to start as Bly has it way out in the left wing. Leaves it off for Mahochko. Back between the circles into the hands of Izzy Davis. Right corner it goes to Bly. She will leave it off for Mahochko. Left side of the key now with Davis. Auburn just passing around the perimeter. Now a three ball for Mahochko. Halfway down, kicked out from the right corner. Rebound down to Harston. Here come the Toppers with Laney Rupert. She will leave it off for Haley Major. Toppers all have, it looks like, the same black mask on. Auburn has more of the medical-looking blue masks on. Here's a three ball out of the right corner. Yes, for Laney Rupert. Teague said last night at Greenville they were 3 of 16 from 3 as nobody came back to inbound the ball for Auburn as Izzy Davis was calling for help, and eventually off to midcourt it goes to Bly, and the Auburns are inbounds. That pass is tipped by Compton, corralled up front by Bly, but Teague said 3 of 16 last night, we just couldn't make one. And I said, well, you know what that means tonight? You'll be throwing him opposite hand, over the head, doesn't matter. He said, hey, I hope so. I'll take it. Here's a shot off the baseline, too strong for Auburn, and the rebound down to the Toppers. Here's Compton, finds Tester underneath, Claire missed it. Harston taps it to herself, got too far under the rim. Off the bottom side of the iron it goes, and the rebound down to Marley Smith. Now she has it tipped away by Harston. Nakia on the floor, and she got a knee right on the back of her head as going for the loose ball that time was Izzy Davis. And it will be Hillsboro basketball. Toppers line everybody up along the baseline as Haley Major will lob it out to Laney Rupert. Left side of the key, open for three. A little bit strong, and the rebound down to Marley Smith. 2 minutes gone by, first quarter. Toppers with the lead, 5-0. At the foul line, that is Himberger. Now Hillsboro's fallen back into more of a, that's a soft man at the moment. Down on the left block with Himberger. Spins middle, cut off there, kicks it to the right corner. Bly, she wants the three ball, too strong, and the rebound down to Claire Tester. Into the front court, Haley Major. She leaves it off right side of the key for Vanessa Compton. In the corner, Laney Rupert. Bounce feeds the post. Bad pass, tipped and stolen. First turnover on the Toppers. Harson hounding in the back court there. And eventually, Mahochko able to get it away to Izzy Davis. The young sophomore into the front court with the right-hand dribble. Leaves it across the floor to Crystal Bly. Right side of the key now with Marley Smith. In the corner it goes to Davis. Izzy Davis, contact on the baseline and a blocking foul on Vanessa Compton. That'll be her first, team's first. 5:08 for the opening quarter. Welcome everyone listening to the live stream at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. They just lob it off the baseline to Smith. Right back in it goes to Izzy Davis. Return pass to Marley Smith. Now right wing. Skip pass to Bly. Checked out there by Harston. Puts it on the deck. Cut off. Bounce pass. Davis. Baseline jump shot. Yes, for Izzy Davis. And Auburn is on the board with 4:50 to play in the opening quarter. As Izzy Davis knocked down about the 15-footer off the right baseline. Majors pass is tipped, finds its way to Rupert. Here's Compton. Nice ball fake at the foul line. Oh, nice bounce pass to Tester off the window. It's good for Claire. She has 4 first quarter points off the nice find from Compton. 4.5 minutes opening quarter, 7-2 Toppers lead. Into the front court comes Izzy Davis. She's going to pull up as she got past Compton off the window. It's good for Izzy, and she has all 4 Auburn points. We approach the midway point of the opening quarter. Auburn sitting back in that zone piece. Here is Haley Major for 3. Missed it. Rebound tapped around. Goes right to Lainey Rupert. Here's Lainey on the baseline. Cut off. Leaves it back for Compton. Here's a 3 for Vanessa. Off the heel. Too strong. Harston crashing the glass and draws the foul. Well, she is just a hard, hard person to get a body on and keep her off the glass. She has a relentless motor. And with 4:01 for the quarter, we're going to get our mask timeout. 7-4, Hillsborough leads Auburn. We'll come back to Auburn High School following these messages on WSMI. Welcome back inside Auburn High School. Tim Eyes with you here on WSMI FM 106. And the mask timeout in the books. And Nakia Harson at the free throw line. That foul went on Marley Smith of Auburn, her first. Free throw for Nakia is short. Off the back rim and down for Nakia. Good soft touch there. Used all the iron for the first toss. One bounce, a spin. That one's off the heel, too strong. Offensive rebound, though, to Haley Major. Toppers can reset. They lob it right down to Harston. Attacks, partially blocked, goes over the backboard, and it will stay with Hillsborough. Good defense on the inside there to get the partial deflection. It'll be topper ball. Haley Major will throw in from the baseline. Toppers put a player at each block and then stack Tester and Harson at the foul line. Out it goes to Tester, top of the key. Here's Compton, right wing. Major, right corner, open for 3. Yes, Haley Major knocks down the triple. Hillsborough's second 3 of the quarter. It's 11-4 Hillsborough. Boy, and that's the way sports works, though, isn't it? You struggle one night with something, you come back the very next night, and it can be a completely different result. There's a loose turnover that time by Auburn as Kendall Conway had trouble with the handle. She went to pass it, then changed her mind at the last second, tried to regain the dribble, and just lost it out of bounds. 3.5 minutes, first quarter. Here comes Compton into the front court. Little 1-2-2 zone, soft zone for Auburn. Here's Compton, right elbow cut off. Lainey Rupert thought about the 3, decides against it. Back to Compton. Here's Lainey. Down to Harston, draws 3 defenders, 1 bounce off the window. It's good for Nakia, her first field goal. And with that, Dave Ferris wants a timeout. 3:14 for quarter number 1. Hillsborough, a good start here. They lead Auburn 13-4. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on WSMI. Following the timeout, Auburn has the basketball down by 9. 3 minutes opening quarter. Nice backdoor action there, but Hoshko couldn't handle it cleanly, though, and it's out of bounds. Auburn's second turnover. It was good late contesting. That was Tester down there. Didn't touch the ball, but I think she got her hand just kind of right in that passing lane. It might have affected the vision. Here comes Compton into the front court. Left wing to Major. Haley Major skip pass to Lainey Rupert. Fakes the 3. 1 dribble. Pulls up from 16. Too strong. And the rebound down to Marley Smith. She wants to run and a reach-in foul on Haley Major. Haley claps her hands together in frustration, realizing, that was kind of a silly foul right there. You only get 5 of them. You don't want to just give one of them away. But Haley did right there. She's kicking herself. In it goes to Conway. Nice catch on the run there. Attacks, missed it. Good defense in there on the challenge by Lainey Rupert. Rebound down to Harston. 2.5 minutes for the first quarter. Here's Major. Between the circles to Compton. Off to Lainey Rupert, right wing. Lainey puts it on the deck. Kicks to Major. Haley tries to feed the block down to Harston, led her too far. Out of bounds it goes. Second topper turnover. Not a bad idea for Major that time. Recognizing that the defender was on Harston's high side, she just led her too far towards that baseline. 2:25 first quarter. 13-4. Hillsborough with the lead, looking for their first win on the year. A two-point loss at Rochester, a three-point loss at Greenville all this week. On the attack, pulling up Izzy Davis, too strong, rebound down to Haley Major. Lead pass to Rupert, Lainey Rupert. Corrals and rattles out. Rebound tapped around, picked up by Harson, heart of the lane. Nakaya draws another foul. She is just nonstop. They will get Izzy Davis. That's her first. Team second, 2:03 for the first quarter. Alex Fraley going to check in for the Toppers. Claire Tester will get a breather as Hillsborough stacks everybody right side of the lane. Haley Major to throw in. Haley will lob it to Rupert, right wing. Laney for three, left that short. She was well behind the line there, but the rebound down to Major. Hillsborough controlling the glass right now as Fraley fighting and positioning in there. It's going to be off of Alex Fraley, belonging to Auburn. Trojan's going to have to do a much better job, especially on the offensive backboards here. Hillsborough's getting second, third, sometimes fourth opportunities. And a lot of Hillsborough opponents feel that way when they got to deal with Nakaya Harston on the inside. She just makes it really, really tough to block around and secure that rebound. Down on the block, that's a bad pass. Led her too far. Harston steps in. Lead pass to Rupert. Laney, little hesitation, pulls up, around and out off the baseline. Offensive rebound. Compton, the follow was good for Vanessa, her first bucket. And it's all Toppers early. 15-4, 80 seconds for the opening quarter. Little token pressure in the backcourt. Here's Conway looking for Mahochko, and she has to track it down in the left corner. Down in the block to Crystal Bly. Leaves it for Smith. Marley, too strong off the window, and Hurst in good position, pulls down the rebound. Lead pass, ill-advised, stolen by Izzy Davis. I think she baited Nakaya into that. Contact out of midcourt in the block on Vanessa Compton as Compton winds up on the deck along with Izzy Davis. That'll be Vanessa's second. And that will get, let's see, Sierra Compton to the table, checking in, replacing Vanessa. 57.1 seconds for the opening quarter. Been a good quarter for the Toppers on both ends. Here's Davis on the right wing. Izzy leaves it off for Bly on the dribble handoff. She pulls up right elbow, yes, with a hand in her face. She knocks it down. Crystal Bly right over Alex Fraley. 15-6. Hillsborough leads 40 seconds, first quarter. Toppers have the ball. Here's Lainey Rupert. Leaves it for Sierra Compton. That pass tipped, stolen. Here comes Conway. Layup good for Kendall Conway. 15-8, Hillsborough. The lead down to 7. 25 seconds for the first quarter. Lainey Rupert. That pass off the foot of an Auburn defender, and here come the Trojans the other way with Kendall Conway up. Missed the layup. Good job by Major to hustle back. Here's Fraley. Lead pass to Lainey Rupert. Up and down we go. Rupert off the window. It's good. Lainey, 5 in the quarter. 7 seconds for quarter number 1. Ball got away on the inbound, so now the Trojans just get it in with 2 3-quarters court. Oh, it's a short pass, and it wound up in the hands of Hemberger, but she ran out of time. After 8 minutes here at Auburn, it is Hillsborough 17, Auburn 8. Back with second quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Auburn High School. A fast-moving first quarter with Hillsborough leading Auburn 17-8. 2 threes in the quarter for the Toppers. 1 of 2 for the free throw line. Auburn did not attempt a foul shot in that opening quarter of play. Trojans will get the basketball to start the second quarter. Marley Smith, Izzy Davis, Christina Hemberger, Lucy Mattis is on the floor as on the baseline. No for Smith, but the rebound down to Mattis, the junior. Also, Crystal Bly on the floor for Auburn. The Toppers counter with Haley Major, Lainey Rupert, Alex Fraley, Nakaya Harston, and Sierra Compton. There's a tough move on the inside. I think that was Marley Smith, her first bucket. And just like that, the Trojans have it down to 7. Here's Lainey Rupert, left corner. Off to Sierra Compton, right side of the key. Into the hands of Haley Major. Back to Lainey. Rupert for 3. Way too strong out of the corner. Rebound goes through the legs of Compton. Saved by Major. She jumps over the scorer's table, but it's picked up by Izzy Davis. She got away with a travel. And now she leads it to Marley Smith. Her layup is wild on the spin off the bottom side of the backboard. A frenetic pace at the moment. Here's Lainey Rupert. It's like a summer league game. Just up and down we go. 7 minutes, first half. That cross-court pass by Compton tipped out of bounds by Smith. Second time Sierra's tried to make a pass across the floor that has either been stolen or deflected out. Anna Hundley checking in for Auburn, replacing Izzy Davis. .655 for the first half. A 7-point topper lead. Here's Sarah Compton. Leaves it off for Haley Major. Back to Sierra, right back to Haley. Down in the left block to Harston. Nakai turns, faces. Nice move off the window. Oh, it rattled out too strong off the window. Now Nakaya hounding in the backcourt. That was Himberger. She gets it away to Crystal Bly. Crystal into the front court now for Auburn. Almost stolen by Sierra Compton. Leaves it for Hundley. Now Anna Hundley, and she was fouled. It'll be the third team foul. And they're going to get Sierra Compton on the personal. It'll actually be the fourth team foul. As Katie Mahochko returns for Auburn, Crystal Bly will get a breather. Nakaya Harston out for the Toppers. Claire Tester back on the floor. Vanessa Compton has also returned, replacing Sierra. On the baseline, that is Hundley. Tried to get it in, deflected by Rupert. Now the ball's jarred loose. Toppers on the deck. Compton first to the basketball, gets it off to Tester. She leaves for Major. Here's Haley off to Claire. Back to Vanessa Compton, into the hands of Haley Major, a 7-point Hillsboro lead. Compton, right wing with Major. Haley, high posted, goes to Tester, return pass to Compton, leaves it for Lainey Rupert for three. Air ball, rebound tapped around, picked up by Tester, hard of the lane. Claire blocked out of there, gets it back, contact and a foul. Two free throws for Claire Tester. To be Claire Tester at the free throw line on the first personal foul committed by Christina Himberger. Couple of bounces for Claire. The toss is short. 4 points in that first quarter for Claire. Izzy Davis back for Auburn, replacing Lucy Mattis. And Lainey Rupert will get a breather for Hillsboro. Checking in, Kennedy Carlock, young sophomore. Second free throw for Tester is good. Hit the front rim, drop through. 5 for Tester. 8-point lead for Hillsboro. 5:58 for the first half. Crystal Bly returns. Marley Smith will get a breather for Auburn. Toppers waiting in their half court, man-to-man across the timeline comes Bly. She leaves it on the left wing for Mahochko. Back up it goes to Kendall Conway in the right corner with Bly. Bly. Dribble handoff to Conway. Cut off the right baseline, back to Bly. Left side of the key now with Mahochko. Auburn swings it left corner to Davis. Back on the right side of the floor now with Bly. In the right corner, the Trojans leave it with Mahochko. Back to Bly. 5.5 minutes for the first half. Toppers staying home defensively here. Davis cut off, leaves it for Mahochko. Auburn looking for that back door, not there. They continue to work the ball around the three-point line. Now the pass is tipped by Fraley, and Alex Fraley going to be fouled in her pursuit of that loose ball. Alex was able to just get that fingertip on that basketball, knocked it loose, and then the hustle draws the foul. She will check out. Nakaya Harston back on the floor. Brett Teakin going to go and talk to his young sophomore now. Short conversation heading on from Alex. Says, I got it, coach. Down to Harston. Oh, nice spin on the baseline for Nakaya. She has 5. She caught that in just a quick spin towards that baseline for the easy bucket. 20-10 Hillsboro, doubling up Auburn. 5 minutes first half. Top of the key with Kendall Conway. Right wing to Izzy Davis. She wants the three, and she got it. Izzy buries the triple. She has 7 for Auburn. And the lead is 7 for Hillsboro, 4:40 first half. Here's Haley Major on the right wing. Into the hands of Vanessa Compton, back to Haley. Major for 3, left it short, and the rebound down to Izzy Davis. And a foul on Haley Major. She tried to reach in and get the jump ball, and that's her 2nd. So she's committed 2 fouls, and both of them of the silly variety. Both in the backcourt. 4:35 first half, and I guess we're going to get our mask timeout here for quarter number 2. Hillsboro 20, Auburn 13. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on WSMI. Out of the timeout, Trojans dumping down to Mahochko, but she couldn't finish it, and the rebound down to the Toppers. We approach the midway point first half, and Hillsboro throws it away. Miscommunicated that time between Compton and Carlock. As Carlock was cutting to the rim, Compton was throwing it towards the left corner. I had that as Hillsborough's sixth turnover. A very unofficial stat by my count. 20-13, Toppers lead. Trojans have the basketball. Here comes Auburn on the attack. Bly at the post. Poked away by Harson, but Bly able to track it down beyond the three-point line. Now her pass is stolen by Compton. Vanessa goes up and down for the easy deuce. That was just great anticipation that time from Vanessa Compton. Shot right into the passing lane. 22-13, Toppers lead. 3:50 first half. Here is Izzy Davis. Lost the handle on the attempted crossover, able to get it away to Marley Smith. Marley drives baseline. That's a wild shot, looking to draw the foul. She was falling down and just threw it up underhand. Went about 10 feet above the backboard. Pulled down by the Toppers. Down in the block, Harston. Nakaya draws a crowd. A little mini hook shot for Nakaya Harston, spinning back towards that baseline. She has seven. She was up on one leg there, and you were not going to block that shot. 24-13. Going backdoor, Smith with the catch. Harston comes over. They're going to count it. Yeah, I haven't seen the signal. They should count that bucket, I would think. The foul on Harston, her first. Count the bucket indeed. Very nice for Marley Smith. Well, she absorbed that contact. Off balance, able to use the glass and put it home. High skill move there. Now for the old-fashioned three. Lines it up. Off the mark, no good. And the rebound down to Nakaya Harston. Here comes Harston. She will leave it back for Compton now as Vanessa passes into the front court to Carlock. Right back to Compton. 3:05, first half. Tester on the baseline. Back to Carlock. Here's Lainey Rupert, left side of the key. Leaves it for Compton. Down in the block, Tester. Claire attacks off the window. It's good for Claire Tester. The 1-2 punch on the inside. Tester and Harston doing work here tonight, each with 7 points. And once again, both doing great work on the glass. 2:45 first half. That's a dangerous pass stolen by Tester. You can see that coming a mile away. Lead pass to Carlock. Up and down for the easy deuce. Kennedy's first bucket, and Dave Ferris needs a timeout. 2:38 first half. A mini run for the Toppers. They lead Auburn 28-15. We're back to Auburn High School following these messages. You're listening to WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsborough, Carlinville, and Greenville, your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. Tim Mice here at Auburn High School. Hillsborough leading the Trojans 28-15 girls basketball on this absolutely frigid Thursday night across Illinois. There's Marley Smith, and she's going to be called for a travel. Another wild shot from Marley trying to draw the foul. That one, she wasn't even facing the basket, just threw it over her shoulders, but she shuffled the feet first. 2:25 first half. Toppers lead by 13 with the ball. Into that zone with Harson. Down to Tester. Nice find. Countered in the foul for Claire. She used the left hand for the finish, and she'll be to the free throw line for the old-fashioned three-point play. That was beautiful work. Harson in the middle of that zone. She drew a crowd and knew where to go exactly with the basketball. Free throw for Claire is good. Tester has the three-point play. Double figures for Claire. She's the first player on either side to reach the 10-point mark tonight. 31-15 Hillsborough, 2:10 first half. Here's Marley Smith. Pulls up left elbow. Got it. Marley Smith has six all in the quarter. 31-17 Hillsborough. 2 minutes to play first half. Here comes Vanessa Compton into the front court. Leaves it off for Lainey Rupert. Back to Vanessa. Return pass to Lainey. One dribble. She's going to fire the three. Got it. She thought, what the heck? Why not? They're giving it to me. I shall take it. 8 for Lainey Rupert, her second triple. 34-17. Hillsborough doubling up Auburn here. 100 seconds first half. Marley Smith for the answer. Can't get it to go. Rebound is pulled down by Bly. She's going to be tied up by Tester. Do we got a jump ball or a foul? One official had the jump ball. The first official on the scene had the foul. That'll go on Claire Tester. Her first, team 7th. And that does put Hillsborough over the limit. Those are the types of fouls coaches will live with right there. That was just a good effort hustle foul going for the jump ball. Free throw for Bly is way short. Just grazed the front iron. And the rebound down to Nakaya Harston. Haley Majors fouls in this first half. She would like to have both of those back. She's on the bench right now with said two fouls. 80 seconds, first half. Bad entry pass from Compton, and Tester able to get the tie-up this time, and Hillsborough will keep it on the arrow. Christina Himberger checking in. Crystal Bly out. 82 seconds, first half. Good half here for the Toppers tonight. In it goes to Tester. Leaves it off for Kennedy Carlock now. Off to Compton. On the baseline to Rupert. Down to Harston. All sorts of contact. And the Kyle will be to the free throw line for two tosses. The personal foul for Auburn will be whistled on Marley Smith. That'll be Marley's second. 16 fouls on Auburn. Free throw for Nakia. Good. Rattled it home. 8 for Harston. 5 here in the quarter. She's 2 of 3 at the foul line. 2 of 4. Left that one short. And the rebound down to the Trojans. 70 seconds first half. Here comes Marley Smith. Bad pass right there. Threw it right to Brett Teakin. But he's not an eligible receiver over there in the deep corner. She had two teammates. And she just kind of split it right between them. Approach the final minute of the first half. 35-17, Toppers lead. Now we are into the final 60 seconds. Here's Vanessa Compton, top of the key. Finds Harston. Nice little ball fake to the middle. Spins baseline, missed it. Rebound tapped around off of Tester's hands. Picked up momentarily by Auburn. It was Lainey Rupert who deflected it away, and it's tracked down in the backcourt by Kennedy Carlock. Great hands by Rupert. Now Lainey on the attack. Pulls up, left it short. Harston had the rebound, lost it. Nakia's to the floor. And on the arrow, it'll belong to Auburn. Well, I'm telling you, if you're battling Nakia Harston, you better be first to the floor because she's headed that way when the ball's loose. Endless amounts of energy. It is not easy to play as hard as Nakia plays for as long as she plays. Here's Marley Smith. Three ball. Davis off the heel too strong. Rebound to Nakia Harston. She's got a run out. Harston goes up and down for the easy deuce. Coast to coast for Nakia. She does it all. A 20-point topper lead. Tester and Harston each with 10 points in the half. Harston might already have a double-double. Smith on the attack. Missed the layup. Toppers have chance with 5. Tester in the backcourt with 3. Gets it off to Rupert. Good if it goes deep beyond the line. Online but short. A really good half of basketball for the Hillsborough Hilltoppers tonight in Auburn. At the half, Hillsborough 37, Auburn 17. We'll come back in 30 seconds with your Shelter Insurance halftime show. Tim Mize back here at Auburn High School as we are set to go here for quarter number 3. Hillsborough leading Auburn 37-17. Quite the first week for Hillsborough. They're like a Major League Baseball team, a week-long road trip to start the year. They were at Rochester Monday, were in Greenville last night, obviously here in Auburn this evening. They'll be at Staunton tomorrow night. Then eventually they will get to play a home game that'll come up on Monday against Pena. So nice first home game, the Pena Panthers. That'll be fun. 7:50 to go here in the third quarter, just underway. Toppers get the basketball to start, working against that zone. Around the perimeter they swing it. Here's Tester on the floor with Harston, Vanessa Compton, Lainey Rupert, and Haley Major as Rupert pulls up from about 8 feet too strong, and the rebound down to Crystal Bly. She's trapped in the backcourt, gets it away to Izzy Davis. Here comes Izzy on the right wing. That pass is tipped, finds its way home to the right elbow, and a reach-in foul on Nakia Harston. That'll be her second, first of the half on the Toppers. Baseline out of bounds for Auburn. So now Harston, Major, and Vanessa Compton all with 2 personal fouls. Auburn lobs into Marley Smith. Nice move up and under. Haley Major for the bucket. 8 for Marley Smith. 37-19, Hillsborough with the lead and the ball. Here's Vanessa Compton, baseline to Tester. She wants the 18-footer, quick trigger, tried to bank it in, couldn't get it. Rebound tapped around, picked up by Compton. Leaves it for Rupert. Another nice ball fake off the baseline, yes, for Lainey Rupert. 10 for Lainey. Boy, she really utilizes the ball fake very nice. She's only a sophomore. Boy, you can just see she's going to be a smooth operator when she gets to be an upperclassman. 6:50, third quarter. Here's Marley Smith. Wants the 3 ball right side of the key. Missed it. Rebound is tapped around off of Himberger. It'll belong to Hillsborough. Boy, Harston got her hand on that ball. I think deflected it off of Christina Himberger. She's everywhere. 6:40, third quarter. Here's Haley Major way out in the left wing. Leaves it on the baseline for Rupert. Down to Tester. Draws a crowd. Stripped away. Gets it back. Laney for three. Too strong this time. Rebound is tipped around. Picked up off the floor by Mahochko for Auburn. She outlets to Marley Smith. Here comes Marley. Hesitation bounce. Gets to the rim and draws the foul. Two free throws for Marley Smith. She's a little frustrated. She wanted to finish that. And a chance for the three-point play. The foul will go on Tester. That's her second. So four of the five Hillsborough starters playing with two personal fouls. Not a huge issue with 6:19 to play in the third quarter. Free throw for Smith is good. Marley has nine after she was held scoreless in that first quarter. Second free throw for the junior is good. So just like that, Marley Smith into double figures. 39-21, Hillsborough leads with the ball, 6:15, third quarter. Here's Vanessa Compton, right wing to Haley Major. Back to Vanessa. Compton probing, gets inside the zone, bounce pass Tester. Got too far underneath the backboard. Her shot went off the foam on the underside of the backboard. It's out of bounds, but it will belong to Hillsborough. Brett Deacon thought Claire might have been fouled. Toppers will line everybody up along the free throw line extended. Major lobs out to Harston, top of the key. Into the hands of Compton, left side of the key. Back to Rupert. Laney wants the three. Missed it all. Saved by Major. She goes tumbling into the bleachers on the far end. Picked up underneath by Himberger for Auburn. Her outlet pass is ripped away by Harston. My goodness. Gets it off to Rupert. Wraparound pass to Nakaya and counter in the foul for Harston. Oh, boy. Perhaps no sequence sums up Nakaya Harston better than that. She fought for the initial rebound, didn't get it. No quit as Auburn thought they were headed up the floor. She snuck in from behind, jarred it loose, went to the floor, ripped it away, and then found an open teammate who returned it to Nakaya, and she got the bucket and the bruise. Man. The old-fashioned three-point play is no good. Hit a lot of the iron and kicked out. Here comes Smith. Has it stolen by Nakaya Harston. But they're going to say that she was over and back there before she could get it corralled. But that is great hustle once again from Nakaya Harston. Well, between the rebounds and the blocks and the steals, he just stuffs that stat sheet. Here comes Smith over Harston, off the heel a couple times. No, gets the rebound back and puts it home. Marley Smith with a dozen. 5.5 minutes for the third quarter, 41-23. Hillsborough leading. Here's Major left wing. Leaves it off for Vanessa Compton. That pass is tipped out near mid-quarter race, and Compton gets there first, but it's going to be off of Vanessa as Crystal Bly. Good hustle to the basketball that time. That'll be the seventh turnover on the Toppers. 41-23. Hillsborough led by 20 at the half. Up by 18 right now. Auburn has the ball. Smith needs to get it in. Boy, that was close to the five-second count. Got it off to Himberger just in time. She's being checked out there by Harston. Leaves it off for Marley Smith. Marley now works right side. Goes back door to Bly. Nice catch. High off the window. It's good for Crystal Bly. Her second field goal. She has 4 points. 41-25. Hillsborough leads inside of 5 minutes for the third quarter. Left wing with Major. Back to Compton, and she airmailed that puppy. She was looking for Tester, but unless Claire was about 6'10", she wasn't catching that. And with that, Brett Teakin wants a timeout. 4:50, third quarter, Hillsborough 41, Auburn 25. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Auburn. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing this Girls High School Basketball action on your Thursday. Hillsborough leading Auburn 41-25. All the scores for you tomorrow morning. Spotlight on sports at 7:30. And then a boys doubleheader tomorrow night. Lincolnwood at Nokomis live at 7:15. Staunton at Hillsborough will follow. Both games tomorrow night right here on FM 106 online. WSMIRadio.com. Out of the timeout, Smith dribble handoff to Davis. Her three ball comes up short. Rebound down to who else but Nakaya Harston. Nakaya now leaves it off for Compton. On the baseline with Tester. Claire. Top of the key to Major. Haley wants the three. Rimmed it out, no good. Good look, good release. Just didn't stay down. Crystal Bly across the timeline for Auburn. 4:20, third quarter. 41-25, Toppers lead. They've led throughout. Left side of the key with Bly. On the baseline, it goes to Izzy Davis. Back between the circles to Mahochko. Right wing now with Marley Smith into the hands of Davis. Izzy, dribble drive, pulls up from about 10. No, rebound tapped around. Rupert battling with Himberger. It's going to be off of Himberger and belong to Hillsboro. 4:01, third quarter. Auburn allowing a few visitors into the gym tonight. So a few folks from Hillsboro here in person tonight. A lot of the schools around the area have only been allowing a certain number of home fans to attend. Each district can do their own thing. Compton attacks the rim, gets all the way to the 10, lays it up and in. 6-4 Vanessa. At the South Central Conference, they are allowing just home spectators, one person per player. 3:25 for the third quarter. We're all learning with this as we go, though, aren't we? We're all in the same boat here. 43-25. But it's just great to see the kids out here competing. Really didn't think that was going to happen this year on the basketball court. Out front with Davis. They swing it with Mahochko now. Left wing with Marley Smith. Top of the key it goes to Bly. She's wide open. 4-3. Left it short. Smith gets the offensive rebound at the free throw line. Floats it up. No. Looking for contact. Wasn't there. Another underhand shovel as she was falling to the ground. And she's slow to get up now. She landed awkwardly. Down to Harston. No. Partially blocked in there by Himberger. Davis. Lead pass to Smith, who never got back on defense. The layup is good. 14 for Marley Smith. She was slow to get up after that last sequence. She's still a little gimpy there, coming back down the floor. 43-27. You always feel a little bit better, though, when the ball's in your hand. That's just a fact. Here's Haley Major, left wing, in the corner to Rupert, down in the block. Tester. Claire turns and faces, might have rushed it, got it back, missed it too strong. Harston with the follow, no, and she's fouled. And that really sums up this game here tonight. Tester and Harston on the inside just getting rebound after rebound after rebound. 2:17 for the third quarter. 43-27, Toppers with the lead. Harston has a dozen, make it a Baker's dozen. 13 now for Nakaya. Kendall Conway checking in for Auburn. And that will be Himberger getting a breather. Second free throw for Nakaya is good. Harston gets the pair. 14 for Nakaya Harston. That leads all scorers in the ballgame with Marley Smith of Auburn. 45-27. Toppers with the lead. Oh, Bly got away with a travel out front that time. Got it down to Smith. She couldn't convert. Here comes Major. Middle of the floor to Harston. Nakaya bouncing, spinning, and scoring. Nakaya Harston with 16 on a beautiful move. 47-27 Toppers. But she has the ability, even on the spin, she's always under control, able to get her eyes up to the rim with a soft touch. 105 seconds, third quarter. Here's Izzy Davis. Leaves it for Smith. Marley wants the three, and she cans it out of the right corner. Marley Smith now with 17 points. 11 here in the quarter. She did not score in the first quarter. Here's Lainey Rupert. Foul line, Tester. That wraparound pass tipped and stolen. Picked up underneath by Katie Mahochko. Here come the Trojans. Down 17, 80 seconds for the half. Marley Smith to the baseline. Floats it up. No from 10. And on the rebound, we have a foul on Auburn. They're going to get Kendall Conway over the back. That was a bit soft. Third team foul of the half on Auburn. Hillsboro's been whistled for two fouls here in the third quarter. 87 seconds. Clock running. Into the front court with Sierra Compton. Off to Lainey Rupert. Lainey to the right elbow. That pass across the floor tipped and stolen by Marley Smith. Marley goes up and down for the easy deuce. 19 for Marley Smith. 13 in the quarter. The lead is 15 for the Toppers. 55 seconds for quarter number three. Here's Sierra Compton crossing over. Leaves it off for Major. Off to Lainey Rupert. Down to Fraley. Too soft of a pass. Fraley did not seal the defender. And a turnover. And now a foul on the Toppers. That time on the entry pass, Fraley did not seal off her defender, and they were able to just work right around Alex and get that basketball. The foul on Major, her third. So she's out. On the floor, you have Vanessa Compton returning, along with Sierra Compton, Lainey Rupert, Alex Fraley, and Nakia Harston. As Conway lost the handle, but she bounced it off the foot of Compton. It'll stay with Auburn. 33 seconds, third quarter. It'll be Izzy Davis to throw in. A Trojan in each corner of the lane. They lob in to Smith. She is triple teamed in there. Still gets it on the rim. A little strong. Rebound down to Compton. Look at Harson running down the floor. They feed to Nakia. Throws on the air. Breaks. Bucket good. Woo! 18 for Nakia Harston. Like a comet streaking down the middle of the floor. And a good job by Vanessa Compton to reward Nakia for the effort. 10 seconds for the third quarter. 49-32 Toppers. Here's Marley Smith way on the left wing. Thinking about the deep three. 5 seconds. Finds Bly on the curl. No. Rebound to Fraley, and that's the quarter. After three, it is Hillsborough 49, Auburn 32. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Time for the money quarter. Auburn won the third quarter, 15-12. They get the basketball to start the fourth, 49-32. Hillsborough with the lead. Here's Kendall Conway, leaves it in the corner for Crystal Bly. Right back to Conway on the floor with Davis Mahochko and Marley Smith. Bad backdoor pass right there. Compton able to step in, but then the Toppers, nope, they are going to maintain possession there. I thought it was off Hillsborough, but no, it'll be last touched by Auburn. On the floor for the Toppers, Sierra Compton, Vanessa Compton, Lainey Rupert, Nakia Harston, and Alex Fraley. Vanessa across the timeline. Leaves it in the corner for Rupert. Lainey right back to Vanessa. Diagonal pass, Harston left block. Nice pass down to Fraley through her hands, right to Rupert. Return pass to Fraley, way too strong, and the rebound down to Marley Smith for Auburn. Here comes Smith, racing down the middle of the floor. Blows by three Toppers. Dumps it off to Conway, can't get it to go, and the rebound down to Lainey Rupert. She will leave it off to Vanessa Compton. Vanessa, the 5'6 senior. Good to see Vanessa getting a lot of minutes this year. She's been a part of this Topper program the entire time through high school, and the minutes haven't necessarily been for her in the games, but she's done her time in practice, and now she's getting rewarded in her senior campaign. That ball is tipped out. Lainey Rupert tried to save it, couldn't do it. 12th turnover on the Toppers. 6:51 for the ball game. Scores tomorrow morning. Spotlight on sports at 7:30. Here's Marley Smith into the front court on the right wing now. Being checked by Lainey Rupert. Picks up the dribble. Lainey will intensify the ball pressure. Off it goes to Mahochko. Caitlin picks up the dribble. Being hounded out there by Harston. Finds a slashing Smith, and Marley traveled. She did. The pass was a little offline, and by the time she corralled it and got set, she shuffled her feet. Sierra Compton will check out. Haley Major back on the floor for the Toppers. 6.5 minutes to play in the ball game. Hillsborough looking for their first win of the year. Well, they could easily be 2-0, but they are 0-2. 2-1 possession losses. Oh, nice diagonal pass. Compton to Harston. It's good. 20 for Nakia Harston. Beautiful find from Vanessa Compton. 6:05 for the ball game. Here's Marley Smith. In between the circles it goes to Izzy Davis. Davis on the right wing. Middle of the lane it goes to Conway. She attacks and she's going to be called for traveling. Good job by Vanessa Compton. She was right there to body her up and force the turnover. Oh, wait, nope. One official had the travel. The official closest to the play had the foul, so they'll get Vanessa with the foul, her third, and I think that's the proper call. Fourth team foul on Hillsborough. Izzy Davis looking on the baseline. Needs to get it in, and there's a five-second count. So they avoided the turnover with the foul call, but they could not get it in before the five-second count. You know, one more point on Vanessa Compton. Sometimes you see kids, if they don't play early, they just give up and leave the program. That is not what Vanessa Compton did. She stuck with it, and she is reaping the rewards here tonight. And really, her senior year. Down low, Rupert to Fraley. Off the window, it's good for Alex. Her first bucket, 53-32. Clock running, 5.5 minutes to play. Here's Marley Smith. Pulls up at the foul line, off the heel, too strong. Rebound fought for between Compton and Conway, and it will be off of Vanessa Compton, staying with Auburn. Trojans will put a player at each block and then station two at the foul line. That is Davis. Gets it in to Conway. Off to Marley Smith. Here's Marley in the triple threat position out on the right wing. Dribble handoff to Izzy Davis. Davis for three. Left it a little short. Long rebound out to Mahochko. Into the hands of Davis. Down to Marley Smith. Tough angle on the baseline. No. Rebound down to Laney Rupert and a foul on Marley Smith coming over the back. But she wound up almost behind the backboard and had to change the trajectory of that shot because of it. Claire Tester back in for Hillsborough. Harston will get a breather. 20 points tonight for Nakaya. 5 minutes for the game on the right wing with Haley Major. Into the hands of Vanessa Compton. Looking for Rupert. It was too wide, but she was able to deflect it right to Major. Here's Laney. Had trouble with the catch. Tracks it down in front of the topper bench. Away to Tester. Slashing Compton. Bounce pass. Fraley. Oh, she missed it. Right to Vanessa. She did not. Compton puts it home. Another nice play from Vanessa Compton. She's having a good ball game here tonight. 55-32. Toppers leading. They have throughout. 4.5 for the ball game. They've never trailed here this evening. Here's Marley Smith. Countered and the foul for Marley. She has a game-high 21 points, and she did not score in the first quarter. The foul, the fifth against the Toppers, and with 4:26 to play in the ball game, we are going to get our mask timeout. That foul was on Compton, her fourth. 55-34, Hillsborough leading Auburn. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on WUSMI. Marley Smith at the free throw line. The toss is good, and she completes the old-fashioned three-point play. 22 for Marley, 55-35 Toppers. We approach the midway point of the ball game. So all of our mask timeouts are in the books. Here is a nice pass from Major down to the left block to Tester up and in for Claire. She has a dozen. Haley made that pass from the right wing beyond the three-point line. Down to the left block. We've seen the Toppers make several of those passes against that zone here tonight. They've been successful with it. Here's Marley Smith. Picked up the dribble. She needs some help. Leaves it off to Kendall Conway. Halfway through the money quarter. Here's Conway. Bounce pass to the foul line. Corralled there by Davis. 15-footer on the fadeaway. No. And the rebound down to Hillsborough. Here comes Sierra Compton. Compton. Picks up the dribble at the volleyball spike line. Leaves it off now for Laney Rupert. Laney off to Sierra. Foul line. Bounce pass. Tester. Yes. Claire Tester with 14. And Hillsborough's been getting into the middle of that zone. And it's been freeing up Tester and Harston on that baseline. The guards for the Toppers tonight have made very good decisions. Compton, Rupert, Major. There's a foul on the Toppers on the Auburn drive. It'll be Marley Smith back to the free throw line. They're going to get Laney Rupert. Sixth team foul, first on Laney. For Marley Smith, 22 points tonight. The free throw is good. 23 for Marley now. She had 6 in the second quarter, 13 in the third quarter. As Tester will sit, Sierra Compton will sit into the action. Is Alex Fraley, as that free throw is no good. And Brina Gwynn has checked in for the Toppers. Smith missed the second free throw. Here's Laney Rupert looking for a Major. It's out of bounds off of Major. That pass was on the sideline. A couple of white shirts right there forced the turnover. 3:08 to play in the game. 59-36. Brianna Gwynn, the 5'9 senior, into the action. Hillsborough's in a zone piece right now. 2-3. On the right wing with Marley Smith spinning, and Rupert cuts her off. On the right wing, here's a three from Bly. Buried for Crystal Bly. She has 7. and the lead is back to 20, 59-39 Toppers, 2:40 to play. There's a bad pass by Rupert, stolen by Smith. Marley being chased by Major, up and down for the Easy Deuce. 25 for Marley Smith. 2.5 minutes for the game. Full court pressure here from Auburn. Major in the backcourt, middle of the floor, bad pass, lazy pass, looking for Fraley, just too much distance to cover. Picked off by Olivia Marchisa, who's checked in, and that's going to be out of bounds, and it will belong to Hillsboro. Olivia's a junior for Auburn. Crystal Bly will check out for the Trojans. Back on the floor, Christina Hemberger. In the backcourt, Lainey Rupert. Rupert gets it into the front court with Major. Off to Haley Major. 2 minutes ball game. Rupert out front at the volleyball spike line, leaves it for Major. Haley right back across the floor to Rupert. Lainey met out there by Marley Smith. Gets around Marley. Bounce pass on the baseline to Major. Haley wants the 18-footer. Knock it down. Haley Major has 5 points. 105 seconds for the ball game. 61-41 Toppers lead. Allie Schnarney to the table. She's going to check in at the next whistle for the Toppers. 90 seconds for the game. Lucy Mattis has it out front for Auburn. She will leave it off for Marchisa, and Dave Ferris takes a timeout just to get some substitutions into the ball game. So Allie Schnarney checks in for Hillsboro with 85 seconds to play in the ball game. Are they going to take the actual timeout or just make it a substitution? Timeout. Looks like they'll take the actual timeout, so we'll take it with them. 85 seconds to play. Back to Auburn High School in just 20 seconds. Scores tomorrow morning. Spotlight on Sports, 7:30 here on FM 106. Boys doubleheader tomorrow night. Lincolnwood at Nokomis live at 7:15. Staunton at Hillsboro will follow. Both games on FM 106 online at WSMIRadio.com. Then Saturday in Boys Hoops, North Mac will be at Southwestern live at 4:30. Here on FM 106. Following the timeout, the Trojans get it down to Hemberger on the baseline. Out it goes to Marchisa. Left wing now with Mattis. Lucy puts it on the deck, top of the key to Mahochko. Here's Olivia. Marchisa into the triple threat off to Mahochko. Left wing now with Mattis. Top of the key to Anna Hunley. Back to Marchisa. 60 seconds for the ball game. Marchisa puts it on the deck once, leaves it back for Mattis. She will leave it off for Marchisa, top of the key. Olivia, bad pass, stolen by Lainey Rupert. Now Lainey will slow it up. Heads up play right there. She had the run out, but recognizing time and score, she pulled it back. 45 seconds. Now she's having all sorts of trouble with the handle. She picks it up, gets it off to Kelsey Holtgrave, who's checked in for Hillsboro. Holtgrave has it on the baseline. Back to Rupert. Into the hands of Schnarney now. Half a minute for the game. Holtgrave, open for three. No. Left it short, and the rebound down to Marchese at the topper bench. Wanted that to go in badly. 20 seconds to play. On the right wing, Mattis. She'll fire a three off the heel, too strong. Rebound tipped around, picked up underneath by Hunley. Her shot no good. Fraley has the loose ball. Now she's to the deck, tied up by Hunley, and will get the jump ball with 9.6 to play. Hillsboro has it on the arrow. Abigail Schreiber will check in for the Toppers. And Sophie Blankenship onto the floor for Hillsboro. Holtgrave gets it in to Blankenship. She gets it across the timeline to Schnarney with 3 seconds. Blankenship, will she get the shot up? She will, but it's after the horn. A wire-to-wire victory for the Hillsboro Hilltoppers here tonight as they come into Auburn and beat the Trojans 61-41. We'll come back and wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. It's in the books. Hillsboro has their first victory of the year as they go wire to wire tonight to beat Auburn 61-41. They were led tonight, the Toppers were, by Nakia Harson with 20. Claire Tester had 14. Lainey Rupert had 10. Vanessa Compton with 8. 5 for Haley Major. 2 for Alex Fraley. 2 for Kennedy Carlock. Quarters of 17, 20, 12, and 12 for the Toppers' winning score of 61. For Auburn, Marley Smith, 25. That leads all scorers tonight. She did it in 3 quarters. Did not score in the first quarter, and she closes with 25 points. No other Auburn Trojan got to double figures. Crystal Bly, Izzy Davis both had 7. 2 points tonight for Kendall Conway. I had Auburn 4 of 7 at the charity stripe, knocking down three triples. And for Hillsborough, let's see, they only shot two free throws in the second half, so they finished 6 out of 9 from the charity stripe, and they hit three triples, all coming in the first half of play. Hillsborough led 17-8 after one, outscored Auburn 20-9 to take a 39-17 halftime lead. Auburn won the third quarter 15-12, but Hillsborough able to stretch it out again in that fourth quarter, and they win it 61-41. Hey, I want to thank all the wonderful people here at Auburn High School. Dave Bates, the AD, all the wonderful folks. They treat us so good every time we come into town, so we thank them very much for their hospitality. Of course, thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you've heard on our broadcast here tonight, because without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally broadcasting stations, and our sponsors have never been more important than they are this year doing what they are doing. So thank you very much to our wonderful basketball sponsors. Thanks big time to Jennifer Graham here tonight. The behind-the-scenes portion of the broadcast was not what we had in mind, but I think we pulled it off and were able to bring you this high school basketball action here tonight on WSMI FM 106. So thank you very much to Jennifer Graham. Your final one more time from Auburn. Hillsborough never trails. They get their first win of the year. They beat Auburn 61-41. Remember all the scores tomorrow morning. Spotlight on Sports 7:30 here on FM 106. I am Tim Mize, and we say good night from Auburn.